6 minutes past 7 with It Says in the Papers. Here's Clodagh Walsh.
Fine Gael has set out an etiquette guide for its canvassers in the upcoming election. The Irish Times reports party headquarters has issued a short DVD and accompanying booklet for canvassers. And some of the guidelines: between 7pm and 9pm is a good time to call to people's homes. Avoid times when there's sport or blockbuster episodes of TV soaps, and there should be no running over lawns or shrubbery. That paper also reports this morning, as do many, that a special operation targeting motorists who use mobile phones while driving is to be carried out by Gardaí tomorrow and Friday. Almost 1,000 drivers have been detected holding a mobile phone while driving in the first 3 months of this year. According to the Irish Independent, Irish firms are reporting losses of up to €4 million because of hackers. It says that cybercrime has almost doubled in recent years. A new survey shows that one in every four businesses suffered some economic crime in the last 2 years. And that paper, along with the Irish Examiner this morning, report that the Chernobyl children campaigner, Adi Roach, has warned that political turmoil in Ukraine is threatening the safety of the damaged nuclear reactor, which she has described as a ticking time bomb. She says that countries funding the Chernobyl Children International Project, including Ireland, need to be aware of the difficulties caused to the project by the tense situation in Ukraine. A report carried out by the tobacco industry here estimates that criminal gangs are earning around €3 million a week, or €156 million a year, through the sale of illegal cigarettes, costing the state €250 million in lost revenue. The Examiner says a report published by JTI Ireland has called on the government to set up an interdepartmental committee to focus on the illegal trade and to provide adequate funding for both the Gardaí and customs officials. A story in the Irish Daily Mail says that reports of poisonings from e-cigarettes are rising, with the majority of cases affecting children. It says that the National Poisons Information Centre logged 9 calls from medics about poisonings from the cigarettes in the first 3 months of this year. And to the front pages. Teacher conferences and the sacking of Manchester United manager David Moyes dominate. From the headlines, there's a lot of fury being sparked and rows set to intensify after the Minister for Education's address and remarks to secondary school teachers at their annual conference yesterday. The story is carried on the front pages of The Examiner, Times and Independent, also on the front of the Irish Daily Mail, but its headline concentrates on the behaviour of some teachers, reporting that there has been widespread criticism of what it describes as the extraordinary display of rudeness by educators as Minister Quinn addressed their annual conference. And there are pages of comment, analysis and discussion on what went on yesterday and on all aspects of business at the conference. The Irish Star, Mirror and Sun all lead with the football story. Both the Mirror and the Independent have photos of Roy Keane on their front pages. Keane has said that Manchester United players should be ashamed of themselves for their role in their manager's dismissal. The same Roy Keane, according to the Sun, is being lined up for a sensational return to Manchester United if Louis van Gaal is appointed boss. And Dublin's St Stephen's Green from the sky. There's a wonderful aerial photo of the green on the front of the Examiner this morning. It was taken by the Irish Air Corps photographic crews, and that and other photos are to be found in many of today's papers. And finally, let's finish where we started: the upcoming elections. Lots of the papers report this morning that independent candidate James Coughlan, who was running in County Clare, has decided to drop out of the race because politics would get in the way of Mr. Coughlan travelling around the world to see Bruce Springsteen live. He's a big fan. And after meeting the singer in Nashville last week, decided, according to the Daily Mail, he didn't have a hungry heart for politics.
Thank you
very much. In fact, I don't know about you, Rachel, but on my way into work across Dublin this morning, the election has suddenly sprung upon us.
Only a few hours of legal postering and the things were everywhere. In fact, there was a fellow up a ladder at the gates of RTE was getting in first here.
Good to know there's such interest in politics.